everyone. Welcome to another edition of Igayutat, the show about helpful ways of using our minds in our everyday lives. I'm Diane McGachran, and this with me is...
Nukahluk Eshtogreen.
And my Yupik name is Alak. This is the time when Esther and I just have conversations about different topics that come up in our everyday conversations that we have when we get together for breakfast, and we put some notes together and bring you our conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the last time we talked, Esther, I was telling you how I notice elders, a lot of the elders who work in the RHS program, for example, the Rural mm-hmm. Human Service Program, even they've been through so many things in life, very difficult things. You're one of them. I notice that the way they are is so good.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to have good humor, a real strong willingness to share, a lot of kindness, mm-hmm. very supportive, like in the classroom to the students, and they always want what's best for the people.
Yeah.
And I just wonder if you notice that in yourself or in elders who have, even they've been through so much, they still have such a good spirit.
Yep. They do. because, you know, they want to share all the goodness they learned and experienced and saw or heard. They want to share that and let good thing work on the people.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Notice them. Realize them. They have it. They can do it too.
Yeah. It's probably, do you ever feel as an elder you have a responsibility to take all of your life's wisdom and experiences and give back to people, share that?
Yeah, that's what I think. What good thing you learn, you do not keep it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What good would it do if you keep really good information to yourself and let no one know?
I know, like kind of stingy.
That's stingy.
I know. That's a beautiful part of your culture for sure, is that mm-hmm. understanding. And it also, doesn't it help you as an elder kind of feel like you have a place and you have purpose,
yeah,
even as an elder?
You know, all that, when I was growing up, what gave me good thoughts was I was somebody's oldest sister, or I was somebody's mom or grandma,
daughter,
fixer-upper, helper.
Uh-huh.
You know, they make me feel so good that I belong to them. And because of that, I stop and listen. They give me, I don't remember all of them,
mm-hmm.
but very, very little things I remember for me to use, for me to work on it. For my Yupik people,
mm-hmm.
for all the Yupiks, or anyone.
Hey,
it doesn't matter.
Even Gusuks like me, I'm taking it in, and I love it. I think that's, I just really appreciate that about your culture, and also what you're describing about feeling like you belonged.
Mm-hmm.
Not just to the land, but to your people,
yeah,
and to you belonged as a daughter and as a mom, as a fixer-upper, and you know, all of that. So when we were talking about this, because I think that's a really beautiful foundation for being an elder and understanding that role that you have now, we also talked about, okay, so when you go through a lot of really difficult challenges in life, how do you still end up in your older years able to have humor and still be willing to share and having a lot of kindness and being supportive? And one way we talked about it was, you had told me about how you think of yourself as a plant, like a nice, healthy plant on the tundra. It could be anyone, any one of the plants. And then we talked about what feeds that plant, what helps that plant grow in a healthy, good way. And it's all their root system. And so do you want to describe what those roots represent in that? That
Those roots are like our experiences.
In life, yeah.
What we go through in life. And beautifully, our elders tell us, no matter what comes your way, keep striving forward, because you will learn not only about yourself, but more issues for you to work on will be popping up.
And then look at all the wisdom you'll gain. And I think it's probably the case with a really nice plant on the tundra. You can't dig in and remove half the roots. The plant won't survive. Like, you can't go into our lives and go, well, I wish there was never anything bad. I never want anything hard or challenging to happen to me. Life doesn't work that way, does it? No.
You have to go through it. Not above it, not under it. Not sideways, you know.
I know.
You've got to go through it.
Yep.
In order to learn from it.
That's a really nice way of understanding our lives, that it's okay. We've been through really hard things, but those are also giving us wisdom. And one time in one of our previous shows, you had mentioned how even going through big suffering, it kind of connects you to all human beings, because there isn't anybody on earth who doesn't suffer. You can't avoid that. And one thing we also talked about then the other day was getting through a day, kind of two ways of getting through a day that's kind of hard. Like, you're on your own in the house a lot, so you're kind of by yourself. And let's talk about that one time you kind of were going through that. And you And you didn't feel like it, but you went ahead and called a friend to come over?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So tell us about that one. What you shared with me before is like calling your friend, and you actually started having more energy.
Yeah.
And you felt a lot better. So it was good that you took that action. But what do you think it would have been like if you didn't make that call and you just stayed sitting on your couch?
I would probably be laying on the couch, feeling sorry for myself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, lonely time.
I know, right?
But
yeah.
After she left, I said, my goodness, she brought something over to me.
Oh, I like that.
Even she didn't really talk.
Mm-hmm.
But her being present there, even she didn't really talk about anything, but we just enjoy and make compliments about our food.
Yeah.
And things like that. That gave me something.
I like that. Yeah. That human connection.
Yeah.
It's really good that even though you didn't feel like it, you broke it. Yeah, you did it. Yes, you did it anyway, and it worked out. Now, I know there are other times when being alone doesn't feel lonely. Mm-hmm. It feels okay because of some of, that it can be kind of peaceful and... allows you to kind of think about some things. Yeah. So that's a different kind of being alone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about that a little bit more.
Well, the elders say when we think we're alone, we're not alone. Because our mind is there.
Oh, it's very, and our minds are very active.
My mind is full of words that you can explore. That you, being alone, you can talk back to your mind. And you can say, I'm not going to be that way. I don't like it. It's full of loneliness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just really talk to the negative mind.
The negative thoughts.
Self-talk, just like having a talking circle with my mind.
Okay, so you're having a talking circle with your mind, and there's a circle of chairs, and in each chair is it just a thought. And what's kind of cool about that is you could just sit there in the talking circle with your thoughts, and you could just listen to each thought, but you don't have to do anything. You don't have to take that thought and run with it. You don't have to obey the thought if it's negative. Yeah, in a talking circle, we all just listen, right?
Yeah.
I think that's a fun way to think about it. So that kind of being alone is okay.
Yes.
That one doesn't...
You explore. The more you think and the thoughts, like they're hanging up there, going around in circles, and you just read each one of them, and when the negative part comes in the middle of good words, I could say, I don't like that. More like a self-talk.
Yeah.
Me, self-talk, having a talking circle with my thought.
I have never thought of a talking circle like that. So that is, I really like that. So, yeah, I like that you can notice them, listen, but the thoughts are their own thing. You don't have to be those thoughts. Yeah, that's cool.
But one thing, being alone gave me something that I can deal with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
they won't talk back to me.
No.
But I can talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
More like talking to myself.
Yeah, it's kind of like you're in charge.
Yeah.
But you know how sometimes in life things happen and it's almost like the thoughts are in charge of us and we don't even know it?
Yeah.
So we kind of have these feelings or we do these actions because these negative thoughts are kind of, it's like they're real or something, even though they're not. You know, they're just what our mind does. So being alone, sometimes it's good because you can kind of sit back and be in that talking circle with your thoughts. That's good. I also like that you were talking about how when you're alone like that, you also get kind of this other feeling, right? The one about like the universe.
We just let the different thoughts come and go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and...
And mostly the negative parts, you don't have to believe them.
You don't. I know, but so, you know how many times accidentally we kind of do believe them?
Yeah.
And then we feel bad, and then maybe we do a negative behavior, and all along we didn't have to go, we didn't have to.
Yeah.
That's kind of powerful.
Here's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes negative thought may come. And when you get mad about something, I take it and slam it on the table. Whenever you come, you're not going to be comfortable. I'm going to make you not comfortable the way I want to.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking about like a negative thought.
Yeah.
Like you don't. Yeah, because you want to be. You're in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and that's how it's. And I think the other thing, like being on your own, is, you know, because you can get more in touch with some other parts of yourself, right?
And I'll never, never, never forget the universe.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Partner and become friends with it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so good. And believe in it. With all your heart, that everything, no matter what, even everything comes at you, aiming at you.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna be okay, and you're gonna be strong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that's how our Creator created us.
Yeah.
With everything inside, as they grow, my mind grows with it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I wish I knew a lot more about mind, what the mind works.
I think you know a lot about that. You talk about it all the time in really good ways that I think are very healthy.
This kind of thing gives you more energy to explore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Explore.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. And all in all, just because I do that, I make mistakes. You know,
mm-hmm.
And I'm not a perfect person.
Yeah.
And I thank all the mistakes I made because they helped me to point out the right direction where I should go.
Mm. Yeah, I like that. That's helpful to me, too. I think over the years, a lot of those ideas have kind of gotten into me too.
Yeah.
And it's really helped my life to understand in that kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
So do you now, is there anything about like having talking circles with your thoughts that you'd want to say in Yuktan? Is there a way of describing that in Yuktan?
Yeah.
Talking circles with your thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Martin Molskanka, Kim Mungu, Kanhtuara Klupin. Tamatum Queen Akhila Stroma, Tanghakamki, Eldurat, Akaslaut Street, Kan Tam Klupis Hamkni, Alachtakam, Watten, Smukin Kanru Taklupin.
The other thing we were going to just touch on today was, you know, we've done, I think we're almost at close to 50 of these podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And people can go online at KYUK and look up our program, Igayutet, and there's the master list, and they can listen to any of them that we've done over the years. And so one thing you and I have talked about doing, which we're now... It should have been done sooner, but I'm on it now, is we're working on a book.
Yeah, thanks to your ability.
Oh, we're working on a book called Pocket Elder, Yupik Wisdom for Everyone. And we're calling it Pocket Elder because I used to joke, and one of my colleagues used to joke, that we wanted to put Esther or other elders into our back pocket and carry them with us everywhere we go so we could pull them out and like get support or reassurance if we needed it. And so with this book, Pocket Elder, we're taking all of our podcasts, these shows, and I'm summarizing them into reflections. So for example, you would open the Pocket Elder, you can open it anywhere, and there'll be a description of from one of our podcasts, mm-hmm. and it'll be in English, but it'll also have the meaning in Yukten, mm-hmm. and there'll also be my tundra flower photos,
yeah.
and berry photos and bird photos will also be in here. Yeah. So it'll be a kind of a book that you, like I said, you could pick it up and open it anywhere. And there will be some kind of wisdom that we've shared over the years.
Yeah.
Or it may be an interaction you and I had where you taught me something. You might not have even known you were teaching me, but I learned something about different things about life. And so part of the Book of Reflections will share some of that too. Like, oh, mm-hmm. here's a situation that happened, and here's how Elder Esther responded. And yeah. this is what I
learned
from
wait
it.
For that little book to be done, because it's going to help me. It's going to remind me. You see, sometimes when I'm talking, seems like I'm talking to me,
yeah.
reminding me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good reminders, something that I thought of one time and it's gone,
mm-hmm.
and it's forgotten, but the book... That book.
It'll always be right there.
Yeah.
Yes, that is true.
Can remind
yeah.
me.
And Alice Reardon is working on it with us, which is wonderful. And actually, we're going to meet with her this weekend to talk about it. So anyway, well, that was really a lot of what we were going to talk about today in our podcast. We kind of talked about the way elders carry a lot of health and well-being in their lives, even though they've been through a lot of hard things sometimes, and how we're, as humans, we're kind of like plants, and every experience in life are the root system of our lives that help feed us, whether those experiences are good ones or hard ones. And then we also like to talk about two ways of being alone. One, where you were feeling kind of lonely, but you called a friend and that kind of picked you up.
Mm-hmm.
And the other being alone, but not feeling lonely,
mm-hmm.
but just being on your own, where you get to really think about who you are and kind of see what your mind's doing and how it moves and what kind of thoughts you come up with. A way to kind of explore yourself, right? And to know you're never really alone because your mind is there.
Yeah.
Always active.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought it was nice to share that the idea of a talking circle with your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
That helps give you an idea of how to step back from your thoughts and not let them take over and run
yeah.
your life. And so I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be our show for today, Esther. What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you everyone for listening. We really appreciate that. And that will be our show for today. Thank you for listening to Igayutut, hosted by Diane McGachran and Esther Green, produced by KYUK.